Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.
Now, Catherine James from Cardiff went through IVF treatment, which resulted in the happy arrival of her twin girls. Daisy and Isabel, like their mother, are horse mad, which left Catherine with the challenge of providing identical horses for them. So she went back to using IVF. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon from a very windy Wales here.
It's not great in Dublin either, so pretty much the similar weather. How old are your girls now?
My girls, actually their birthday yesterday, so they turned 9 yesterday.
And how long have they been riding for?
Well, they've only been riding 2 years. So they've sort of caught the pony bug off me. I gave up show jumping and had a sort of 5-year break and come back into it 2 years ago. So hence, the minute I started riding again, they sort of took to it like a duck to water, really.
And have they been riding competitively?
Very, yes. They joined sort of our associations called the British Show Jumping. I think it's Show Jumping Ireland where you guys are. So we affiliated them just over a year ago, and they went to sort of championships within the first few months and things like that. So they were quite good for their age, and they're so ultra competitive, not just in horses, in any form of sport. They win all the races in sports day in school, so I'm not very popular with the parents, as you can imagine. Hence why sort of my forward thinking and my vision for the future, basically, in breeding these foals for them, because if they sort of continue with the sort of passion that they have, I'm trying to create sort of ponies which will grow to the size that they need for when they're sort of between the ages of 14 and 16. So, you know, with my vision, this is sort of the whole reason why these foals are sort of being bred, to be honest.
Was it the case that you didn't want to buy horses for them because then you might get, well, her horse is better than my horse?
Oh, I get that already. So we're already on what we call sort of trying to be sort of non-horsey, really. Not to use the jargon so much for your non-horsey listeners, but the age they're at now, they're on ponies which are 1 to 8, which are 1 to 8 centimetres, a 12-2 basically, and that's sort of the category they're in for their age at the minute. And we've gone, the actual mum of these foals is a horse we bought in Ireland in 2018. So the mum of both of these foals is an Irish bred horse that we bought from Adrian Williams in Ennis in Ireland.
And the daddy is Veni Vidi Vici is your horse.
That's right. He was my horse. I sold him a few years ago. A fantastic horse. So you've got a pony cross a horse, basically. And he's got sort of Olympic parentage, and he's bred one of his first foals. Now he's actually ridden by one of your top international Irish riders, Anthony Condon. He's riding a horse called Vincomp, who's a Grand Prix winner, so the top of his game. And that was my stallion's first actual foal on the ground, so that's quite interesting.
Right, okay. When were the foals born, and were they born at exactly the same time, or was there a gap at all?
No, they weren't, because what we did we did it this way, because for a human, they can carry twins. Obviously, you get sort of problems with twins in pregnancy, like I did. My twins were a month early and premature. But you can imagine, you know, a horse carrying two foals in that sort of like area, in a confined area with all those legs kicking and things.
Oh God!
You know, to actually have a sort of natural twin foal birth with a horse would be quite dangerous for the foals and the mare. Usually one foal doesn't survive and the other one, you know, they're not the best. So we actually took two embryos out of the Irish pony and put two embryos then in two surrogate mares to carry the foal. So the foals were in two separate mares being carried. So the mum is the same, the dad is the same, because they were actually inseminated in the Irish pony.
then the fertilised eggs were taken out, transferred out and put into two separate mares to carry for the duration of the pregnancy. So actually they didn't arrive on the same day.
Mm.
They are sort of brother, one was a boy and one is a girl. They're brother and full brother and sister.
Right, okay. And now your girls, have you started the discussion yet as to who gets which horse?
Well, we started the discussion way before this, and Daisy was the first twin born by 2 minutes, and her younger sister then by 2 minutes, Izzy. Velvet, the Irish pony, is actually Izzy's pony, so the mum of the foal is actually Izzy's pony. So I went to her first to make the decision, and I thought she would have said, well, I want the first one, the first foal out is mine. But actually, she used a bit of logic, and she said, well, actually, because I'm the second twin, I think, you know, I don't mind having the second foal, so we can sort of match and Daisy can have the first one, which is good, because Izzy's sort of a bit more of a laid-back character to Daisy, so I'm glad, you know, it worked out a lot easier for me in the household that Daisy got to have the first foal.
Mm, yeah, so, that's not... Does IVF, is it, what's the success rate for horses?
You know, this has been going on for quite some time now. So it depends on sort of we use a fantastic facility, Tremlow's stud, and they've got sort of immense experience. So they've got a very high success rate. It all depends on, you know, you get problems in horses and, you know, you get different expertise, but the expertise they have and their vets, you know, they're very good. So they're success rate is very high, and sort of the route that I've gone down, the artificial insemination, that's quite sort of, you know, it's used a lot in the horse industry, mainly because it's safer to do it that way than naturally sort of conceiving. It's less risk, less injury, sort of from a natural sort of breeding method where the stallion mounts the mare and you can get into all sorts of trouble. And then also sort of with the infection, a bit like sort of STD sort of thing, you know, you may get tested, the stallion gets tested, and when it's sort of artificially inseminated, there's less risk of any sort of, infection getting transferred from a stallion to a mare and vice versa.
Right. We'll leave it there. But Catherine, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And we look forward to seeing Daisy and Isabel riding in the RDS on their horses at some point in the future.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.